Let's get into some actionable business advice so that you can make more money and spend more time with the kids. Hey, and welcome to another episode of Dadpreneurs Rising. This is one of those episodes where I break down some of the takeaways from an amazing conversation I had earlier this week. Now, my recent conversation was with Ryan Dice, and if you have been in the digital marketing world for any period of time, you will know who I'm talking about. If you've never heard of Ryan Dice, he is the founder of digitalmarketer.com. He has a portfolio of companies, and he is one of the smartest people in marketing and has been for well over a decade. And we got to have a really great chat about dad life, business journey, and then really importantly, how do we make more money and get more freedom to spend with wife, kids, or whatever it is you want to do in business. So this episode, I'm going to break down some of the most actionable points from that episode. Highly encourage you listen to the whole one if you want all the good stuff. But if you just want a quick and easy takeaway of things you can put into place and then listen to it later, this is the episode for you. Let's get into it. So let's first talk about delegation. Ryan stressed the importance of breaking down tasks into components to be able to effectively delegate. We talked a bit about this myth or this belief system that so many of us as entrepreneurs have, that nobody can do it as well as I can. And he had a really gold nugget there of, what if you could just shift that belief from believing that nobody can do it to, I don't know anybody who can do it as well as I can. That simple shift can make a huge difference in how you approach it. Instead of believing that there's no one in the world who can do something as well as you, you're just saying, I don't know anyone who can do it as well as I can. And that gives you a very different energetic base to approach this problem. And then he shared the idea of he uses a whiteboard and sticky notes. You want to map out a process. And generally, you want to map out two key processes. How do you get clients and how do you serve clients? And so you take a sticky and you map out the entire process, okay? Like we run ads and then after ads, they do this and then this happens and then this happens. And once you've mapped out the whole process, instead of trying to delegate like, okay, I need someone else who's responsible for getting clients, you can look at that and go, okay, that piece there. You know what? I'm not very good at the ad side of things. So I can delegate someone else doing the ad bit. And you know, when I see Ryan talked about like he loves speaking on stage, but he doesn't really love the follow-up of leads afterwards. So, you know, you can hire a salesperson, someone who follows up leads after, you know, he's done the bit that he likes, which is on stage. So once you've mapped out the whole flow of how do you get clients, the various different angles, and you've got these processes, you now have clear components that you could effectively delegate and get off your plate to allow you to grow. Because to grow, as Ryan said, you need to delegate your weaknesses. However, as Ryan shared, that if you really want to scale, that only happens when we start delegating our strengths. You actually have to start delegating the things that you're really good at. And I went through this same process in Automation Agency. I had to start giving away the things that I was really, really good at. And that is confronting. And the realization that the business can go on. And it was a really important point I'll touch on before we move on to one of the next takeaways is Ryan says that if you are the most valuable person in your company, then your company is not valuable, right? The more valuable you are to the business, the less valuable your business is. And so that's what we're kind of talking about, right? How do we shift this significance, this need for significance to be the most valuable player in your business to going, I want to have a valuable business. Now, we're talking delegation here. Well, many of us will resist building a team because we think it's going to take more time, cost more money. It's going to be overwhelming. It's going to be more stress. It's just plain daunting. Now, Ryan countered this by explaining that it's ultimately essential for you to make more money, right? Like he asked the question, like, do you want to make more money or less money? Well, nearly all of us are going to say more money. Great. And do you want to make more impact or less impact? More impact. So if you want more money and you want more impact, the way, at least in today's world, to do that is through team, right? You're going to need to build a bigger team. It might not need to be hundreds and thousands of people, but you're going to need to build a team. You can't run a business on just you if you want to make more money and you want more impact. And if ultimately you want more time and freedom personally, you definitely can't do that without a team, right? I couldn't have taken 8 months off my business with and still made money without a team. Ryan couldn't have taken a month out of his business. He shares a story in the longer episode about how he took a month out and he takes that regularly. He wouldn't be able to do that without a team. So if you're stuck in the day-to-day, unable to take holidays, unable to do anything remotely, like not working and still make money, you're not going to be able to do that without a team. And one of the powerful mindset shifts that he offered is you need to move from this idea of I suck at managing people to just, I don't know how yet. You know, we're all capable of learning and developing team building and leadership skills if we approach it with humility and a willingness to learn, which is something that I have to say Ryan exemplifies really embodying living. He has an amazing humility and he has a great willingness to learn. But as he said, like he also has an arrogance in knowing what he's good at, but he's completely humble in anything that he knows that he's not good at. Okay. This is a good segue too to mention that if you're like, Ryan who, or where do I find out more? Ryan has a great book called Get Scalable. You can find it on Audible, Kindle, all good bookstores, paperback, but Get Scalable. And it's the complete step-by-step blueprint to how you implement all the things you need to put into your business to actually step more away and have it run like a more well-oiled machine. So definitely go and check that out. Get Scalable. It's a great book. And if you want to find more about Ryan, he also mentioned he has great free videos on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube or you're listening to this on your podcasting platform, you can also head over to YouTube and you can find Ryan Dice Official to get more great stuff from Ryan. Now, Ryan also emphasized that we talked about AI and he said, at present, right now, you know, well-trained, well-equipped human beings are going to be more powerful, more impactful in your business over some AI and robots. Now, we might get to a point where AI and robots can be doing everything. But at the moment, people, well-trained and well-equipped, are going to do better. And he says, before hiring anyone, you really should map out those value engine process flows. So getting those, how do we get clients? How do we serve clients? Processes mapped out in a solid system so that when you hire the person, it's very clear to go, here's what it looks like. Here's how to do your role. And he said to the idea of like A players is he doesn't want to build a company that needs A players. He wants to build a business that doesn't need A players. However, the thing I liked about what he said is when you build a well-oiled systemized business, we're not talking nth degree systemization of only a monkey can do it, but just good, solid processes and clarity of what the role looks like and how success is achieved, it's going to attract A-grade players, smart people, which is what you ultimately will need, especially higher up. There are certain roles that I believe you can be more task-based, very, you know, just tick the boxes, but there are other roles in the business that are really going to need those smart people. So you want to be able to attract those smart people. Now, on a more personal note, let's shift gears a little bit. Ryan talked about the importance of prioritizing the identity of being a parent above business. But a really important thing I really liked, he said that the number one identity for him is he is a man of faith, right? He's a man of faith. He believes in God, in Jesus, and that's his number one. His number two identity is that he's married to his wife and he's committed. He's not going anywhere. He is, you know, he is a partner. He's a husband. And then under that, he's then a parent, a dad. And then under that, he's a business owner. He's an entrepreneur. And we talked about the fact that so many of us entrepreneurs, as men in particular, can get really caught up in the identity of and significance of being an entrepreneur. And so that entrepreneur mindset ends up trumping the idea of being a parent, trumping that idea of being a husband. In some people's cases, maybe even trumping the idea of being a man of faith, if that's, you know, where you fall. And so we can get lost in this idea that business is who we are. Business is what we do. It is not who we are. And it's really important because we can get so lost in running the business that we find that we've forgotten to prioritize our family, you know, our kids. But it's an important part there that the kids are below the partnership. The marriage is really important. And Ryan, similar to things I've said on previous episodes, if you've been a long-time listener and viewer, you know, he maintains his marriage through regular date nights and making time for each other in their calendar. It is crucial to put calendar and cash flow towards some, and that's how you prioritize it. And if you're only throwing money at your family and not putting them on your calendar, then you're not truly giving them the priority that they deserve. Now, let's talk about how do we balance business and family life. And early on in the episode, which was almost one of my first questions, I asked Ryan, how does he balance being a business owner and a dad? You know, he's run many businesses. He has multiple businesses. And Ryan openly admitted that at times badly. He admitted to missing important family moments. And he had a wake-up call from his wife who confronted him about the fact that he was sacrificing his family for career success. She basically said, like, you know, I knew who I married. I knew you were ambitious, but you need to stop thinking you're doing it for us. And that was a big wake-up call for him when he realized he's like, yeah, I'm sacrificing my family in this chase and pursuit in business. So it prompted him to recalibrate and change his priorities, and it's made some intentional changes. You know, he commits both the time and the financial resources to the family. You know, together every year, he and his wife plan out their year. Now, he's one of many people in my world, and I do this with my wife too, but many people in my world, a friend of mine, Dale Beaumont, we'll have him on the show at some point. He is the first person I know of, at least, who's taught this process for well over a decade, teaching this annual planning process. And there are many people who now teach it that they first learned it from Dale. And so sitting down and going, what am I going to do next year? And so he and his wife sit down and she gets first dibs on the calendar. She gets to go, we want to go away here. We want to do this. So that goes in the calendar first before he plans any other business or anything else around the year. And he's not the first man at a very high level that does the same thing. Dan Martell does a similar thing. My friend Taki Moore, who's been on the show, does this. Dale Beaumont does this. So it's a really important thing to go, okay, let's put them on the calendar. And he's doing it 12 months in advance, putting the important family events, the holidays, in the calendar so it happens. Ryan also mentioned the fact that he takes a 30-day vacation every year to be able to disconnect. And now, a really important thing is this 30 days, he takes an iPad, not to do work, but just so he can read. He's available to his business partners. He does check his email, but not for work emails, just because there's interesting things there. He is switched off. He expects the same thing from him on vacation as he would expect from a team member on vacation. They're not on Slack. They're not working. They're not attending meetings. They're actually switched off. Now, one of the things I really liked about Ryan, and I recommend you steal, is he has a ramp down week and a ramp off week. So what that means is when he's about to take 4 weeks off on a holiday, it actually effectively is 6 weeks of difference in his business. So the week before his holiday starts, he is winding back. He's not attending meetings. So he's still there, but he's winding down. He's starting to step back. So that way, when he gets to his actual holiday start, he's already effectively in week two. So he's already started to ease into the holiday. And then when he comes back, he has another week to kind of ease back into the day-to-day business. It's not like from day one, boom, meetings, crazy clients, doing all these things. And I think that's a really important thing. I'm definitely going to steal that for me. I think that's a smart way of doing it. And if you took nothing else out of this quick episode, I would recommend that. Now, there is so much gold in the episode that I just had with Ryan Dice. So I recommend you do go and listen to the entire episode. But this was some quick actionable takeaways. So just to recap, some things you want to do. You want to map out, how do you get clients? How do you serve clients? Map that out with some sticky notes, a whiteboard. Map it out so that you can identify which components of that can you start delegating. You need to start delegating or continue delegating if you already have been to get those things off your plate so the business is not reliant on you. The second thing that you want to do is you need to switch your mindset. If you've been thinking that building a team is not for you, you are holding yourself back. If you want to make more money, you want more impact, and you want more free time, building a team is an essential thing. So you need to shift your thought process to nobody can do it as well as I can, to I just don't know anyone who can do it as well as I can. And you've got to shift your mindset to I can't manage people, to I just don't know how yet, but I can learn. You can learn the skills of leadership. You can learn the skills of managing, or you can hire people to manage and just be a better leader. That's how I approach it anyway. I don't necessarily want to be a great manager. I want to be a great leader. On a personal front, check in. How do you see yourself? Are you seeing yourself as a business owner first and foremost? Are you seeing yourself as a parent first and foremost? Are you seeing yourself as a husband first and foremost? Where does your identity sit? Because those values of how you identify is going to show up in your behavior. And I really like, I'm not saying Ryan's way is the best way, but I really like how he's got those priorities of business, parent, marriage, faith, spirituality, you know, self, whatever you want to call that last one. And so if you can shift your identity or start to reprioritize things, and it's not like you just flick a switch and you've changed your values, but you can start to behave differently and you'll find your values shift and change. If you're listening to this show, Dadpreneur, then there's a high chance that parenting is a high value of yours, possibly above business, but maybe you haven't been behaving that way. Maybe you've been behaving as though business is more important than being a dad, and that's what we're looking to shift and change. We also talked about the fact that in a marriage, you want to be committed, right? Like Ryan shared that, you know, he wants to go to bed angry. Like he and his wife want to go to bed angry because they can continue to fight about this tomorrow because he's still going to be there tomorrow. Like it's showing a show of commitment that you can be angry because I'll still be here. So if you want more context on that, listen to the full episode. But I think that's a really great way of just be committed, show up committed to your relationship. If you never threaten divorce, and if she does, just be the first person to say, no, I'm not going anywhere. We're gonna get through this. Also, plan out. Get your family on your calendar. Plan out a year in advance. Now's a good time. I'm recording this. We're in, you know, mid-2024. This could be a great time to sit down one of your date nights with your wife and go, let's talk about 2025. What do we want to do in 2025? Where are we going to go? Where are we, you know, what events are going on that need to be in the calendar? Get that in your calendar now so you can plan your business and other activities around those things. So do those things, build your systems, you'll have a greater business, you'll have more time, and add your action items to go and check out the book, Get Scalable by Ryan Dice. Until next time, keep up the journey. Hey, fellow dadpreneur, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've missed something said on today's episode, you can find transcripts, links, and other notes from today's episode, as well as all other episodes over at rising.show. That's .show, not .com. So head over to rising.show to get all the information that you need. This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and you want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do. Whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing, Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. That's automationagency.com, and go and check it out. Check them out.